All right, now let's bring in Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch and the author of the book, A Republic Under Assault. Tom, good to have you. So tell us a little, give us a sense of the grounds, the legal standing that Hunter has for suing the IRS, the whistleblowers, and as you just heard, our former guest there, Mr. Ziegler.
Well, you know, Hunter's lawyers are always going to make up grounds, and typically your IRS information is supposed to be protected under law. And there's it's rather strict as to what can be disclosed about individual taxpayer information. And the whistleblowers would say in response that they have rights under whistleblower protection laws to convey information, including taxpayer confidential information or information that's typically confidential. So that's what the courts are going to have to decide, whether that exemption applies in these circumstances. But let's be clear, they're not worried about his taxpayer information being disclosed. They're concerned about these witnesses exposing the obstruction that was highlighted, that they highlighted by the Justice Department, the FBI, et cetera, of the IRS investigation of Hunter Biden. You know, the real disclosures aren't necessarily about what he was doing in terms of his IRS information. It was what the IRS was doing in terms of investigating him and people around him, namely Joe and other members of Joe Biden's family. That was obstructed. So the IRS compromised, DOJ, FBI compromised, and what better way to distract from this is to suggest those who blew the whistle on this government corruption were the ones who did something wrong, as opposed to those who obstructed justice were the ones who did something right. Now, this is on top of the New York Times reporting yesterday, Eric, I don't know if you saw the piece yesterday, that the Biden White House is upset with Garland, right? And one of the reasons they're upset is because he didn't target and abuse the IRS whistleblowers.
Yep.
So isn't it interesting the day after Hunter goes
to Susan? That is the point we're trying to make here is they're using the legal system, ironically, against the IRS and the DOJ, but what they're really doing is they're trying to shut up whistleblowers. Where are the whistleblowers' protections? Shouldn't this be a non-starter? You can't sue a whistleblower?
Well, you know, once you file a lawsuit you're going to have to incur a lot of legal costs just to defend and clear your name. So hopefully the IRS does the right thing here and strongly resists this abuse of the legal process, this lawfare against whistleblowers who were doing their job. I mean, the whistleblower protections are to encourage federal employees to do their job, which includes blowing the whistle on government misconduct. And those who benefited from the misconduct, Hunter Biden in this case, I'm hope isn't going to be able to get too far in court to abuse those who blew the whistle on what was going on to help him corruptly.
So Hunter Biden's attorneys are using the justice system to prosecute or try and prosecute Gary Shapley, Joseph Ziegler, and some 10 others. Kind of odd.
Yeah, and it sends a signal to others, Eric, who are considering prosecuting Hunter right now on tax charges. Well, maybe they get caught up on this.
Because Tom, right now, the only thing Hunter's charged with is a gun violation or two, or three, I'm sorry, but nothing on the taxes yet. So this is a signal. Maybe it's a hat tip signal from the Biden family, like, hey, you go after Hunter, we're going to throw the book at you or try and throw the book at you.
Yeah, you know, it's not just Hunter doing this. He has the support of the Biden White House. They've made it clear these whistleblowers should have been targeted by Garland. So the signal from the Biden White House is if you blow the whistle on DOJ corruption, IRS corruption, you know, not only do you deserve targeting by the federal government, but we're going to unleash the hounds through the Hunter Biden legal team.
All right, we'll leave it right there. And that train is blowing the whistle on Hunter as well. Tom Fitton, thank you for joining us.